A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 107. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. The Second World War had just ended. It's 1946, and the United States is in a hurry. A hurry to demonstrate its unique and very powerful position. We're the only nuclear power. So it's off to the island of Bikini in the Pacific. It's actually several tiny islands surrounded by a lagoon. The residents, they've been removed. Removed with force. The only remaining inhabitants were a couple of brown pigs. We're on board the B-29 bomber named Dave's Dream. It's headed over Bikini. First to fly over the island that day was a flying boat. It makes a couple of passes at a few thousand feet. One last look before the blast. The shortwave radio, it's alive with chatter from the control ships safely removed from ground zero. Orders are given in what seems like controlled mayhem. And high above, at bombing altitude, is the airship Dave's Dream, a nuclear device hanging on the bomb rack, ready to be released at the precise moment. All planned months ahead in detail. The day began with aircraft of all kinds flying over the island. The operation had, in America, achieved a greater importance than even the World Series. All the radio networks were covering it, much like the moon landings years later. The event, it's not just scientific, but highly political, as the only nuclear power showed off its might, in order to demonstrate the bomb to Stalin. Over the radio networks, across America, the announcement proclaims, "This is Crossroads." It was dramatic and sounded something like this. Let's listen for a few seconds.
Dr. Titterton at the automatic firing panel board prepares to broadcast the last seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
After dropping the atomic bomb, the B-29, Dave's Dream, returns to her base at Kwajalein. Not far behind are the Air Force photographic planes with a film record of one of the most amazing and spectacular events in the annals of history. Cameras are removed from the planes and the exposed film forwarded to photographic centers for processing and distribution. B-17 Air Force drones land at Eniwetok. These planes guided through the center of the cloud column gathered radioactive dust particles in large filter bags suspended from bomb racks. The deadly radioactive dust bags are removed and carried to laboratories for testing and analyzing.
Observers would comment on how they just witnessed something that had produced 100 million degrees of heat, 10 times that of the surface of the sun, 10,000 tons of TNT. Some would call it beautiful, that is, until they heard the sounds of the explosion. Not a bang, but more like a rumble from all four corners of the earth. The mushroom cloud grows to 23,000 feet and 12,000 feet wide. What happened next? The Soviet Union, in 1949, explodes its first nuclear bomb, and a rapid buildup to be called the arms race is on. Fear of nuclear annihilation leads to the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the ability to end life on Earth. It all starts with Operation Crossroads and begins to wind down a little at a time in 1969 with the first Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.